Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, one and all, to the Hill Skills and Hills Show with your girl, Hollywood of Hartford. I welcome you all because today is a very special show. Today's show is all for our members. So today's show is dedicated as a members' meeting and can be transcribed for all those who wish to use this as a newsletter. Aren't you just so happy with the way modern technology has caught up with us all? Well, you hear me running through my house right now because just set up this whole show so I can be able to speak to my students and have you guys call in and give me an idea of what exactly you're looking for when it comes to Pole Control Studios and its business model. I have lots of things I'd like to talk about, but feel free to call in at any time so you can waver in your opinion at 347-857-3374. First, we want to talk about what's on everyone's mind. Girls' weekend, slumber party. And since that's the big what-to-do thing for this fall, everyone has their mind set on exactly what they intend on watching and bringing and what they intend on learning. So I'd like to get your opinions and kind of get you to chime in on what makes these events so exciting and if you're interested in joining us as well. Right now I'm peeking at Kevin and Amanda playing on the pole outside in the patio. He just hyped his shorts up so he can prepare to do a windmill. He turned it into a genie seat. I think that's his signature move for this week. Can't wait to see what next week brings him. But speaking of moves, the pole weekend, girls' weekend that is all about embracing pole art in its finest. We usually start with the Friday. We will attend a weekend filled with events starting at the Burlesque House in New York City, ending up at the after party at Sin City Gentlemen's Club. And, of course, the next day, using all of our time to do shopping and enjoying the sights of the city until the pole showcases begin. Once they begin, we come with all of our mighty roar and our big power so we can support the girls and the guys in these competitions and feel like complete groupies afterwards because we're asking for autographs and wishing to take photos and Instagramming our favorite pole stars. It is a wonderful time. So Girls' Weekend will be all around pole dancing, the art, and sensuality of it as a whole. And now I'm peeking at Seven do a crucifix on the pole. Amanda just taught him how to invert it, but she didn't teach him how to slow herself down and get down. The crucifix. Not bad for your first time. So obviously, taking classes here, you can learn a lot, not just from your instructor, but also your fellow soulmates. So back to Girls' Weekend in Tevin. You enjoying your cocktails? Yes? And your non-alcoholic beverages? Yes? I'm on the radio show right now. You want to say hi?
Hello. Who's
this? This is the radio. We're just live, yes.
Hi.
Amanda, and this is Tevin. I'm just telling everybody about what we have planned, all the things that are coming up this fall for Pole Control Studios. I made myself a list, and I pretty much am the only one who can understand it, so I go in my order. I don't know if you knew, but September 20th, did you know we're having a pole picnic in the park with other pole studios?
I don't know what you're saying, but I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's September 20th right here at Bushnell Park. We're going to meet up probably around noon and have our picnic baskets, bring our families, our friends, a couple of our poles, and, of course, great attitudes because we're meeting other people at pole studios. So, of course, we have to shine and show how classy and gracious we are. We are hosting it. We're the home city right here at the Bushnell Park in Hartford, Connecticut. That's September 20th. That's a Sunday. So bring your picnic basket and your booty shorts. Before then, which is next Sunday, the 13th, we're doing a private viewing paint party on the patio. I have six friends that like to do body art, things like that, and they're bringing canvas to it. We can just try to interpret what we would like to do in art. And, of course, I'm drawing full people and maybe do some body painting myself. But I do things like that without you guys knowing. But I always kind of invite you anyway. So just to let you know, next Sunday, that's what I'll be doing out here. Just in case guys like that come around and we hear, whoop, whoop. Could you please put a bra on, miss? Free the nipples. Police officer. You don't see them? You got to wave. Some people complain. The most I've had complaints were at the riverfront when I was doing my outside classes. My outside classes required me to bring my red wagon and a lot of my fitness equipment. I didn't bring towels because I didn't think to bring towels, but we had mats and other things like that. But I guess it looked very provocative. We're dressed like just in our shorts and sweaty. And so the guys at the river had a problem with the bra top and having the booty out. It is what it is, but I kind of felt bad because I'm over here looking down, and I kept looking down the other way. There was a couple guys running, like maybe they were training. They all had no shirts on. It's not fair. How can they show their nipples and I can't show mine? So I am an avid, acclaimed member of Free the Nipple campaign. So I'm not going to do it when my son's around. But he gets it. He knows. It's good that you guys are here because I did want to bring up a couple of points that I know a lot of people have concerns about. So maybe as members you'd have a better insight, and because you're taking classes, you'd know more than I would as an instructor. So first, a common question that I usually have is, how long does it take to get better?
About 3 weeks
and a half, yeah, about almost a month.
To get, like, everything memorized.
Consistency. Consistency does help. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah.
So, pole at home, coming to class, practicing, and consistency. That pretty much sounds like anything you would like to pretty much build is a skill that's necessary. So it's almost like a big knock-knock common sense whoop. However, so many people are enthralled by what the pole looks like, so they're automatically assuming it seems really easy. Did you think it would be easy when you tried? Yeah?
It's like, well, that's easy. You need upper body strength. No, you need a lot like that.
A lot. Whole body strength. And I know you were very athletic before then anyway, so it's kind of different when you're entering whole different muscle groups and you're finding yourself challenging your whole body comparison to doing something like running, where most problems would be like shin splints or knee problems. Here it's tendonitis and fatigue and wrist injuries, and, you know, it could be anything. So you literally are doing full body every time. So it's an amazing way to work out. What do you think about your progress so far?
I've definitely improved my first time. Definitely.
If you had to rate it on a scale, what would you think would be your rate now? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What would you think your rate would be if you had to rate it from 1 to 10?
For how much I've improved?
Yeah.
I'd have to say like a 8.5.
8.4. I'm going to have to give a star, bring that up in the air. 8.4 for Tevin doing his thing on the pole. Only 3.5 weeks in. And he is right. You would think it would be a lot of upper body strength, but it is full body strength totally by accident. We're getting more guests coming in, and it's great to see everyone so excited to discuss all of our concerns, quandaries, inquiries we have at Folk Intro Studios. And I'm glad I'm able to do this in this format because I hate typing. I really do. It's such a pain in the ass to insert links and have people find the websites that I want them to go to. Just go to the website, www.polecontrolstudios.com. You are listening to Chill Radio. That's XM in the background. I got to give them credit because they are involved in our show. We are not doing this for profit. However, we are doing this for your benefit, which is better than profit. Let's see who we got here with us today. It's Marissa. Hey, Marissa.
Hey, how are you?
welcome to the drink bar. That's water, that's non-alcoholic, that's very alcoholic. And then most of that's healthy. As far as the food is concerned, there's vegetables right next to cupcakes. You know, we try to blend it, you know, even it out. I'm also live on the radio show talking to people about what's been going on at the studio, so you're just in time to hear us ramble. Once again, don't feel shy. Feel free to give us a call if you have any questions or you want to be involved in the conversation. That number is 347-857-3374. Hills, skills, and thrills with Hollywood of Hartford. This is what I do all day. See, if I had like a mirror, it'd be perfect, so I could have someone to talk to. But now it's you. I can talk to you. And we're talking about all this crap we got going on in the studio. So what would you like to talk about? I know you may have some concerns. Marissa is our acclaimed pole one and intro instructor. She had just graduated with honors. Give it up for her PhD, pole hustler degree. What would be your biggest concern, Marissa? Boom. She knows that everything is taken care of because we got everything all squared away. Your account should be squared away and taken care of. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. And if you need to call, don't, because most likely I'm not going to answer. You have to email info@polecontrolstudios.com. That's how you contact me any time of the day or night. However, I'd love to hear your voice, so if you want to call, you can also call 860-246-7653. It's somewhere in my memory bank. I know I remember the number. I invented it. 7653 stands for pole. Got to look it up. Rotary phone. Before your time, folks. All right, so Fridays, we're going to do the Bring a Friend for Free coming back, because our Freaky Fridays are coming back. You probably never heard of our Freaky Fridays. Freaky Fridays is where we dress up, and whoever gets best dressed gets like a little reward at the end of the month. Best dressed could be sexy, could be flirty, could be fun. It's all kind of like building up to the mode of Halloween and really fulfilling your true destiny, which is a kitty cat or a dominatrix or a nurse or whatever you intend to dress up as on that day. That's a whole other day. Every day should be Halloween. So now you could be, like the normal people, dress up every day at pole class. First week, we call it Fishnet Friday. So you could wear fishnet gloves, you could wear fishnet socks, fishnet legs, fishnet shirt, whatever. You get points for this, so I'm going to be checking. And I'm going to have the whole rundown for you online, so you'll be able to see which week we do what. So just know Freaky Fridays are coming back. Yay! Like, I never did Freaky Friday. Any of you guys play cards?
Goldfish.
Okay, Goldfish is a card game. I should have asked if any of you play gambling card games. No? For a while? Okay. Maybe you can learn again. I used to have like a little game night. Thinking of pulling that up again. So I like cards, but I also like Monopoly. Life, sorry. Battleship. You know, I like to mix it up a little bit. Kind of get out of your head. So I'm thinking of bringing that back, but I'm not sure exactly when. Probably during my Sunday Fundays. And Sunday Fundays is for members only. There'll be times where you get to play on the pole. We'll come by. We'll have discussions about what to expect. Kind of get a little refresher, because Monday through Saturday, I don't think you see me enough. I think you need me one more day. A little bit out of your Sunday. Just in case you don't make it on Saturday. I never know. So that's what we have going on so far. Fridays, Freaky Fridays. Sundays, Sunday fun days. Any questions? Yay! I answered so many things with just a few statements. Okay, well, I did tell them, but you don't know. Quick recap, Pole in the Park is September 20th. September 20th, we're meeting up with other pole studios. We're bringing our poles. We're bringing our picnic baskets. Yay! So look forward to that. That's a Sunday. So that's a part of Sunday Funday. You should know these things, kind of get an idea, because I won't just throw them out there. I'll just tell you about it in class. And
During then, I'll be discussing more about Girls Weekend and more details about it. I'll stop calling it Girls Weekend. I'll call it Lumber Party Weekend. It's just hard because we've been calling it after years. I even got things printed out with Girls Weekend on it.
Yep, plus
7. Plus 7. Yes, plus 7, or plus 1. I met a guy, his name doesn't ring a bell right now because I just see his beautiful face and his big chunky booty. His name is Rayvon. Ha ha! Just hit me. He's a twerkaholic twerk master. I'm thinking of having him come back for our classes and hope that he will be able to teach some twerk best for us. So, yes, I said he, and with his juicy chunky booty, he knows how to teach you how to use it. I do too, but I have very little patience, as you see. I have to spread my time over, like in years. So I have pull, I have discipline. Turkey booty, chunky booties for men like Rayvon, and he can definitely teach you how to work it. I wouldn't send you to no one but the best. And I also told him you weren't here. You just missed it. Next Sunday, we're having a paint party. Really not a paint party. It's more like friends coming over, we're painting, not the house. People and canvas and kind of interpretation. So, I don't even let people know that. You just say, I'm having a moving party and you're actually moving houses. I mean, dancing. Ha, tricked you. I'm having a moving party. Dance party. Okay, well, I know how to advertise. I won't do it that way. However, yes, that's what's going on. So far, we are doing great. This summer has been awesome. We've had parties literally every weekend. That's great for us because bachelorette parties tend to get more people just want to take normal classes, to members, and want their friends and coworkers, sisters and friends and heavens to take classes too. So that's what we want. We want to change the world one poll at a time, starting with you, keep and keep. So consistency, having a poll at home, practice, you'll see yourself progress with no problem. What's your biggest, I said concern before, what's your biggest health concern? Yeah.
Is it back-related problem?
Falling? Is it what?
Is there back-related problems with pole access?
It could be, relations. It's mostly, you know, hands, arms, wrists, things that have complete contact with the pole, so we'll end up with most of our injuries or tendonitis from in this area, so we have to deal with that, and there's plenty of ways we can deal with that, but back is all about posture and placement. Body placement is very, very important. I see so many people walk around the pole. Their feet are on the outside of the pole like they're getting ready to launch off. I don't know what's about to happen, but your feet have to stay at the base of the pole in order for you to have that bow effect. Hanging off the pole will keep your body away from the pole and evenly hanging, so you can, pretty much like a ribbon, fall down the pole evenly. If your feet are too far, you end up banging your body against the pole because the pole stays there. Your body's the only thing that's moving, but the pole's moving in circles, and you end up getting that contact you don't want. So it's really important about posture and positioning. Feet placement and hand placement. That's something you're going to have to emphasize more in your classes. Go to people, grab them, put their hands in places, and make them hold the pole. You have to do that, because a lot of times you can say, yeah, I'm here, and then they'll do it like this, or they're doing it. And you're like, no. Do it this way. You got to literally touch them and put them on the pole. They don't mind. You can even squeeze a little booty if you want. Not, don't do that. Someone's like, I want to be a instructor too. You want to squeeze booty, Amanda? Yeah. It depends. Okay, well, at least we're getting somewhere. At least we have an if, a potential. Yeah, it's great to see people progress, see them think that they're progressing a lot faster than they are, and it's sad to see them feel that they're not getting anywhere at all. So we want to make sure that we give them the confidence to know that they're getting somewhere without sugarcoating anything, because I don't like to BS anybody. Like, nope, that's wrong. Can't do it again. I'm not even looking anymore. Like, I'll just tell them, you're wasting my eye vision. Like, I got to save this for when you do it right in a video, right? It's not being mean. I have a lot of passion and compassion at the same time. I want people to do well, but I don't want anyone to think that it just happens because I told you all the rules, like it's a story. It's not going to happen that way. So it's really good that people start to get an idea that this is time and that they can slowly work their way through it. But patience, a lot of times people don't have. We have to wean people through that. That's really our job. The pole is kind of like a shadow. I don't really teach pole classes. I tell this to people all the time. I actually teach life lessons while we exercise by accident. So the pole, what I can teach you, which would be the proper techniques and proper things, would be over time. But meanwhile, we're learning so much more than just pole moves. So that's what you really get out of the studio, and I hope that most of the students get that from the studio too. So yabby, jabby, jabby time. I'm good at radio, right? I can just ramble. I think that's what they do anyway. I mean, how hard could it be? Jenny, boom, boom. Give me a call, girl. And that's our show for today. Once again, that was Hollywood of Hartford, Field Skills and Thrills. You were listening with Marissa, Kevin, and Amanda, and of course your girl Hollywood. Until next time, have a wonderful day and a safe tomorrow. And I probably stole that from someone. I hope they don't sue me. I'll give you a disclaimer as soon as I find out. Toodles.